Daf Pei Beis. As background to this Mishnah, we know, Midrabanan, there is a mitzvah to educate one's children. As we see in the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Mem Beis, Sifkaten Beis. The Pasuk in Mishlei, Chanoich Lena'ar Al Pi Darkai. The Mishnah Berurah says the mitzvah of Chinuch is on both sons and daughters, and it's a mitzvah for both the father and the mother to be Mechanech their children. And the Mishnah says, we are not required to stop children from eating on Yom Kippur. And the Ran and the Rama learn that you're, in fact, not allowed to make them fast at all. In fact, you have to make them eat on Yom Kippur. However, you're mechanech them shana samach lepirkan, 1 year before maturity, i.e. when a boy is 12 years old and when a girl is 11 years old. And the Gemara says, 1 year before bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, they fast a full day. In the 2 years before this, you don't make them fast, but rather you just feed them a little bit later than usual. Then their very sheet is brought down in the Gemara in terms of the differences between a healthy and a weak child. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tafresh Tazayin Sif Beis, we say that you train a child at 9 years old by scheduling meals a little bit later to start getting them used to this. And 1 year before the bar mitzvah, it's nice for them to fast the full day if possible, but this is not a requirement, especially if the child is weak. We then have a Mishnah. On Yom Kippur, a chayla, a person who is sick, is allowed to be fed. Preferably, you should only do this upon the das of Bekiyin. This is referring to doctors, by asking doctors, as long as they're available. Obviously, if they're not available, you're allowed to feed them anyway. And here we have an interesting question. Let's say one is a katan or a chayla shiyesh by sakana, and they have to eat on Yom Kippur. Do they bench or not after they eat? This is a machlekes rishayna. The Ritva says they do not bench at all, and the Mechaber says that they do. Now, once they bench already, do they say Yal V'Yavai? The Mechaber, at the end of Simen Tafresh Yudches, says they would say Yal V'Yavai, but the Mishnah Brura over there says that Kiddush, however, they would not say on Yom Kippur, even if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, we allow a Chayla Shiyesh Bei Sakana to be fed on Yom Kippur, because we say, Ein lecha davar sha'emed lifnei pikuach nefesh, chutz me'avayda zara, gili arayas, u'shvichas damim. We learn this from the pasuk of v'chai bohem, that teaches us v'chai bohem, v'loi she'yomus bohem. They should be living by doing the mitzvahs, and they shouldn't die by doing the mitzvahs. Where do we learn the specific things of avayda zara, gili arayas, and shvichas damim, that one has to give up his life for these things? Avayda zara we learn from the pasuk that says, b'chol nafshecha, U'bechal ma'idecha. Bechal nafshecha means with all your life, and bechal ma'idecha means with all of your possessions. Why do we need both of these? It comes to teach us that you must give up your life for avas Hashem. From the pasuk of Ki kasheh yakum ish al re'ehu v'ratzchai nefesh kein hadavar hazeh, is talking about a nara hamurasa, that she is compared to a reitzeach via a hekesh. Just like a nara hamurasa, if a person witnesses the ma'isa of attack, this person can kill the attacker. Same that a ritzeach. If a person sees an attack of a ritzicha, then he can kill the attacker. And just like ritzicha, we know one is mechuyev in yaharek v'al yavar, so as not to transgress this iser, so too by gili arayas we say yaharek v'al yavar. What about ritzicha gufay? How do we know that? That we know that a person is mechuyev in yaharek v'al yavar from basic svara, from logic. What's the pshat? It's not a person's job to decide which life is more important than the other. Is his life more important? Or is the other person's life more important? The klal of my chazus. So the Gemara says the reason you say Yahar Gvila Yavar by Ritzicha is because of my chazus. Who says you're better than him? Maybe he's better than you. Taisvus here and in other places says that if they would say to you, let us use you to kill someone else. In other words, they don't tell you you have to kill someone else, but they want to use you to kill somebody else. For example, they say that we're going to push you on a baby. And if you don't let us push you on the baby, then we will kill you. Then Taisvah says, you are not mechuyev to give up your life, and you're not mechuyev in yahara gvia yavar, because adirava, who says the baby's life is more important than yours? In other words, we say shev v'al tasa is odif. That's the sheet of Taisvah. The Rambam in Hilchas Yusayidi HaTaira apparently argues on this Taisvah, and says you would be mechuyev, even in a case of shev v'al tasa, to die. The first item that Reb Chaim Brisker brings in his Sefer, Reb Chaim al Rambam, explains this machlokes in great detail. Ayin Shom. And here we have another machlokes between Rashi and Taisus. Rashi learns that a woman is not mechuyev in Yaharig v'al Yavar by Arias, but only a man is mechuyev, because the Avera for Arias, as far as he's concerned, is an active Avera. Mashenkin, a woman In a case of arayas, she is passive. Therefore, she is not mechuyev in yaharug v'al yavar by arayas. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees and says both a man and a woman are mechuyev in yaharug v'al yavar in a case of arayas. Daf Pei Gimel. We are not allowed to hoard, to warehouse, life-sustaining peiros in Eretz Yisrael, because if you hoard the peiros, it will cause the price of peiros to go up in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says on Yom Kippur, if a patient says, I need food, and the doctor says he doesn't need food, we listen to the patient anyway, because of the pasuk in Mishlei, Lev Yodea Maras Nafshei, a person knows himself whether he needs food or not. However, if it's vice versa, where the patient says, I do not need food, but the doctor says he does need food, then we listen to the doctor, we go lahakel, since it's very possible that the disease that this person has may have dulled the person's senses, and he doesn't know what's really best for him. The general klal by these types of things is sofik nefashis lahakel. The Gemara says, by edus we say trei kamea umea ketrei, two people are considered as chashiv as 100. However, in areas of basic judgment and assessment, then we take the opinion of the majority. The exception to this rule is in areas of sofik nefashis. Marbur Bereb Ashi says lahalacha, kol hecha di amar tzarachani, afilu ika mea di amri loy tzarach, lididei shaminan, shenemar lev yedei amaras nafshay. We pass in lahalacha that even if 100 people are saying the person does not need food, but the person himself says he does need food, we listen to the person anyway. However, if the person says, I do not need food, and then one doctor says he does need food, then we feed him, because we say safek nafashas lahako. However, if there are three doctors, and two doctors say he does not need, then we do not feed him. But if two of the three doctors say he does need, then obviously we give him. However, let's say you have 100 doctors, 98 doctors say not to feed him, but two say yes. Once you have the two that say yes, then we do feed him. The Mishnah. If a person has bulmus, which is an eye disease, we're allowed to feed him on Yom Kippur because it's considered a sakana. If a person was bitten by a wild dog, it's a machlekes if you could feed him the dog's liver. This is because it's a superstitious refuah. The Mishnah then says, any suffix nefashas on any Shabbos, you're allowed to give a person medicine, and in fact, you can even grind the medicine. And if an avalanche fell on a person or on people, and it's a suffix if the person under it is alive or dead, if it's a suffix whether he's Yisrael or not, you're allowed to search under there in any circumstance. If they found him alive, you're allowed to extricate him, but once he's dead, then you have to leave him because you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a mace. The Gemara says, in general, if you feed a Dvar Isser to a Chelish Yesh by Sakana, it's always better if you have the choice to give him the item with the lower level of Isser. In other words, let's say you have, for example, Tevel and Nevela. It's better to give him Nevela because it's a smaller Isser than Tevel is. Like we say in the Gemara, Machilin Oisai Hakal Kal. The Ran brings a famous question that was brought to the Ravid. There was a sick person on a Shabbos, and the doctor prescribed for this person chicken, and there were no shechted chickens in that city. So the question is, which is better? Have a Jew shecht a chicken and have a major transgression of an Isser Chomer, but it'll end up that the Chaylish Yesh by Sakana will be able to eat kosher chicken? Or is it better for a Goy to kill the chicken, so you have no Chil Shabbos, but the patient will end up eating Nevela? The Paiskim say that the Shechita is better. It's better to do that, to have a Jew do the Shechita, since the Ran says that the Isser of Shechita will only happen one time. Mashenkin, if you had a Goy do the Shechita, this Chaylish Yesh by Sakana would be eating Nevela on Kol Kezayis V'Kezayis. So in other words, it's better to be over one big Avera once than a lot of small Averas. And in fact, the Taz goes as far to say that even if there's a choice between one Isser Skila versus many Issurei Derabanan, it's better to do the one Isser Skila one time versus doing all the Issurim Derabanan. This in general is a Shaila that Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses in many places in Shas in his Sefer Lekach Toiv. The question he asks is, Ribui kamus machria es ha'echos, if a lot of quantity will overpower the quality. In other words, let's say a person has $100 for tzedakah. Is it better to give it all at once, or is it better to make many small contributions? The Lubavitcher Rebbe Shlita explains that this Ran is the source for the nusach of the Arizal in Kriyashma al Hamita. The Arizal was mesakin in Kriyashma al Hamita that a person should say vidoy and ask for kapara for the Arba Mises Bezdin, Skidus Reifa Herig Vechenek. In other words, if one was over, Hashem should be Mechaper for them, and he should do this every night. So the obvious question is, even with all of a person's Averas, a person would know very well if he was over Taka such a big Avera on that day that would require Skidus Reifa Herig Vechenek. So why is it that he has to ask for Kapara every night for these tremendous Averas, which he knows he never did? So the Alter Rebbe explains in the Geras HaTshuva, Perek Zayin, that the reason for this is that the person who Chas V'Shalom does the same Avera again and again, although it's a small Avera, but since it's repeated over and over, it has the same level of Pagam as doing one Avera of Chiyuv Karas or Skila one time. And he gives a mashal. When a person does an Avera, it's like you're creating a distance between you and Hashem. It's like making a curtain between you and Hashem. If there's one thin curtain, then you can see through that. But once you put 10 little thin curtains together, it becomes thick like one thick curtain. That's what it is when a person does many small averus, one after the other. So the Rebbe explains that the source for this Arizal is from this Ran here in Masechtas Yuma, where we say that many small averus are equal to one big one. And in fact, this Ran is brought lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simen, Shin Chaf Ches, Sif Yodalad, regarding Chayla Sheyesh Bay Sakana. The Gemara says something sweet causes a person's eyes to light up. And the Gemara says, although it's best to first eat something normal food before a person eats sweets. We say that the best tasting figs come from the eastern exposure side of a tree, in other words, where the sun shines in the morning. And the Gemara says, Mayim Achrayinim Hargu Es HaNefesh. The fact that one did not wash Mayim Achrayinim, someone was killed. And the Gemara relates a famous story. Two people knew that a particular man had wallets of money in his house. And they were able to see, when they had lunch together with him, or actually they met him after lunch, they saw that his mustache had little pieces of lentils on the mustache. So they went to his wife, and they said, you know, your husband said that you're supposed to give us the wallets that have the money in them. So the wife said, how do I know to trust you? So these people said, he gave us a simon. And the simon is that you had lentils for lunch. So once she heard that, she knew that they must have gotten the correct simon from the man. So she gave them the wallets. And then when the man came home and he found out that his wife did this, he killed his wife. So the lesson learned is that one must be careful and wash Mayim Achrayinim to wash his hands and wash his mouth. Finally, the Gemara says that a Kelev Shaita has five characteristics, including the fact that his mouth is always open. And the Chafetz Chaim says a person who talks Lashon Hara has the same characteristics as a Kelev Shaita, a mad dog. Daf Pei Dalet. The Gemara says one should flee from a Kelev Shaita since they are considered a Sakana. We also have a discussion of numerous refuas. And the Gemara says that for a chayla sheyesh by sakana, you're allowed to be mechalel Shabbos. You can also be mechalel Shabbos this Shabbos, even for a sakana which will happen next Shabbos. The Gemara says you can warm up hot water for a chayla sheyesh by sakana, for drinking water. And in fact, you can even warm up water for him just to wash him. And as a machlekes rishayim, in Simon Shin Chaf Ches, Sif Dalet, if you can be mechalel Shabbos only for things which relate to the sakana specifically, or you can also be mechalel Shabbos also for stam comfort items for the chayla sheyesh by sakana. However, according to everyone, a nachri is allowed to do anything for a chayla sheyesh by sakana. Related to this, we have the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Ches, which discusses the inyan of chilul Shabbos regarding a woman who is having a baby. The Gemara goes as far as saying that not only can you be mechalel Shabbos for a direct need of hers, but even if she's blind and she wants light, you could turn a light on for her. The obvious question is, why would a blind person need light? So the Gemara answers, the reason that she needs light is because Yisuve Meisve Daita. It puts her mind at ease. The pshat is that since she has a helper by the side of her, by the fact that she knows that by putting on a light, her helper will be able to find what she needs a little bit easier, that puts her mind at ease. Ramesha Zechorein Levracha, in Igris Maisha Arachayim Chelek Aleph Simen Kuflam and Beis, brings this Gemara as a riot that if a man's wife is going to the hospital on Shabbos in a cab, her husband is allowed to come along on the ride. Why is that? Because the husband is coming along to put her mind at ease. And since he's coming to put her mind at ease, it's mutter to be mechal Shabbos in that particular case. The Gemara says we do not wait to be mechal Shabbos, but rather if we have a question of pikuach nefesh, we do it immediately, even if it's a suffix pikuach nefesh. We say that chilul Shabbos for a chayla sheyesh by sakana, we do not do via ketanim or nachrim, but we do it al yidei Yisrael gedolim. And the Ran says we do it to show people bedafka that it's mutter to be mechal Shabbos for a chayla sheyesh by sakana, and no one should ever think maybe it's not mutter. The Gemara says we do hatzalah work on Shabbos. For example, if someone is drowning, and the Gemara says v'hazarez hareza mishubach, and one doesn't need to ask a shayla. The Gemara says one can be mechal Shabbos even in a case of suffik, whether it's parsh or kavua. But we say that as far as yichus is concerned, when we have a suffik, in other words, let's say there is a suffik in a family that a woman came from, and she's a grusha, and she wants to marry a kayin, one rive is not enough to erase the suffik, but rather we need two rives. Daf pehe. If a person wants to collect damages from someone else, we say hamaitzi mechavero olav haraya. The burden of proof is on the plaintiff. The Gemara says that pikuach nefesh is not only mutter on Shabbos to fully save a life, but even to save a life, l'chaye shah, even if you know that the person is only going to live for 5 minutes, you're still mechuyev to save the life. Why? Since in that time, the Meiri says, it's possible that a person could do tshuva and he could say vidoy. The Gemara says that if a mace is in the path of a fire, we do not save the mace on Shabbos because it's considered muktzah. We say that in checking for live bodies under rubble on Shabbos, we are mechuyev to check each body as far up as the nose to see if the person is breathing. If one checked the entire body well and we don't find breath, then we do not check further. This Gemara is mashma that breath is the key to life. However, Rav Moshe brings cases to the contrary, that sometimes it's shayach not to have breath, but still to be alive. Ayin b'igros Moshe chela gimel, simen kuf lamed beis. The Gemara says, when a baby is formed, he is formed from the head. Others say the baby is formed from the navel. And the Gemara asks, how do we know that Safik pikuach nefesh is mutter on Shabbos? And the Gemara gives seven reasons. First, they give the reason Rav Yishmael. We learn from a ganav into a house that you're allowed to kill him, and therefore we have a kal v'chomer to safik pikuach nefesh. Rabbi Akiva learns from a kohen, who at the last minute has edus to save a person from misa, we're allowed to pull him from the avoda, even if it's a safik that the edus will help him. So kal v'chomer, in this kind of a case, safik pikuach nefesh, you could save a person. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learns from Mila. If Mila, which is one of the 248 evarim, that's Daicha Shabbos, so for sure, a case of Safik Pikuach Nefesh, which will save all 248 Evar, for sure, but that's Mutter. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda learns it from Ach es Shabsoi Se Tishmaru. Ach is Lachalak. It's a word that limits the words after it. Sometimes there is no Chiv to keep the Shabbos. When is that time? When it's a Safik Pikuach Nefesh. Rabbi Yonatan Ben Yosef learns regarding Shabbos from the Pasuk of Ki Kodesh Hi Lachem. It's Kodesh to Lachem. But if it's Shabbos versus you, then you are first. Rabbi Shimon ben Yonasi learns it from the Shomer b'nei Yisrael as Hashabbos la'asois es Hashabbos, and he learns chilel alav es Hashabbos achas kedei sheyishmar sabasois harbe. Break one Shabbos, so you'll be able to keep many of them in the future. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says from pasuk anacharei mois u'shmartem eschu kaisai v'yes mishpatai asher yasa oisam ha'adam v'chay bohem ani Hashem, and the drasha is v'chay bohem v'loy sheyamus bohem. Doing the mitzvahs should result in life, not death. And the Gemara says this is their best pshat. As the Gemara explains, Tava chada pilpul tacharifa mimala tsana dekari. It's sometimes better to have one strong bit of pepper than a lot of plain big melon. In other words, Shmuel's little pshat of the chaybahem is better than all the others. We then have a Mishnah. The Mishnah said that a chatas, or an asham, are machaper with tshuva for these averes. A chatas is brought for a shaygig, which, if done b'mezid, would be a chi of karis, and an asham, for example, is brought by a person who is nana mea mikdash or geneva. The Mishnah then says, Misa and Yom Kippur are mechaper together with tshuva. Tshuva atones for averis kalis, for example, if one transgresses an aseh or a lois aseh. But on averis chamuris, the tshuva only suspends punishment, but the atonement only comes with Yom Kippur. If one says, Echtev yashuv, you know what? I'll be over on something, but you know, I'll do tshuva afterwards. Then he gets no chance to do tshuva. The Mishnah says that only averis ben adam lamakam can be solved with Yom Kippur, but things that are ben adam lechaveroi, a person must remedy by himself. In other words, he has to, for example, return a stolen item, and he has to ask his friend for forgiveness. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshins this from the pasuk of Mikol chataisechem lifnei Hashem tutara, that only the things that are lifnei Hashem, Yom Kippur is mechaper for. Rabbi Akiva says, he learns Lifnei Hashem Tutaru, those words all go together. And he adds, Ashreichem Yisrael Lifnei Mi Atem Mitarin. Lucky are you, Yisrael, in front of who are you or you're being Mitar. That Hashem himself cleanses you. Hashem is like a mikvah for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that an Ashram Toli doesn't provide a complete kapara, but only a protection from punishment. Rebbe holds Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even without tshuva for most Averis, except for a person who is Kaifer Vashem, a person who mocks the Torah, or one who disrupts a bris milah. In these cases, he needs Yom Kippur and tshuva. We paskin that for all averes, we need both Yom Kippur and tshuva. And finally, the Gemara says that a lav hanitik la'aseh is more serious than an aseh, but is less serious than a lois aseh. Daf pevav. If one is over on an aseh, tshuva alone is mechaper, as we see from the pasuk in Yirmiyah, shuvu banim shevavim. If one is over on a loisase, tshuva suspends the avera, but you need Yom Kippur to be mechaper. Then we have the pasuk of Ki beyom hazeh yechaper aleihem l'tahar eschem mikol chataseichem l'vnei Hashem tutaro. If one is over on an avera that has misa, so Yom Kippur in tshuva suspends the avera, and chas v'shalom, a person needs yisurim to have a complete kapara. However, if a person has the avera of chilul Hashem, neither tshuva, Yom Kippur, or yisurim will erase it. They only suspend it. Only the Yom HaMisa is actually the kapara. However, Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva learns that even Chil Hashem may be removed if a person works hard to do a lot of Kiddush Hashem via spreading Torah and mitzvahs. What exactly is Chil Hashem? The Rambam learns that there are three types. Not giving up a person's life if they're in a situation and they end up having to do one of the three big averas. Number two, if a person is over on an avera lahachis. And number three, if a person is chayte umachte es harabim. The Gemara says that if one doesn't pay the butcher on time, then that would be considered a chil Hashem, since the butcher may think that you're trying to steal from him. Also, anyone who causes bad things to be said about himself is over on chil Hashem. In general, a person should learn Torah and Gemara and do business in good faith, speak to people with respect. If he doesn't do this, people will say bad things about him, and then it becomes a chil Hashem. The Gemara says tshuva is great. It brings healing to the whole world. As the pasuk says, I will heal them from their rebelliousness. And if you return, as Hashem says, I will pretend you're like children. Shuvu banim shayvivim, erpa mishuvay seichem. If Klal Yisrael does tshuva with ava, then they're called sons. But if they do tshuva because of Yisurim, then they're called slaves. We say that tshuva reaches all the way to the Kisei HaKavod. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. It could have said Shuva Yisrael el Hashem Elokecha, but ad Hashem Elokecha means it goes all the way to that point. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, G'dayla Tshuva Shemekareves es HaGu'ula, it brings the Gu'ula sooner, U'G'dayla Tshuva Shemareches Shenoisev Shal Adam, it makes a person live longer. The Gemara says that Hashem is different from Adam Basar V'dam, because if a man hurts another, it's a suffix if he'll ever really forgive him. Mashen Ken Hashem can be pacified with words alone. And request for tshuva is equivalent to karbanas. U'nishalma parem svasena. The Gemara says that Rameyer says tshuva is so great because one person who does tshuva, Hashem is meichel the whole world. This is altz, as Rabbi Akiva Eger says, kol Yisrael arevim zeh bazeh. The Gemara says that a person is a bal tshuva if he is chayta once, and the next time he fights his yetzer hara not to do the same avera again. We say that the first two or three times that a person does an avera, kapara works. But on the fourth time, it becomes very hard to get a kapara. The Gemara says that if a person keeps repeating the same avera again and again, it's very, very dangerous, because natsa like heter. It becomes like it's already mutter to him. The opposite is true with mitzvahs. If a person keeps doing mitzvahs, he'll do more of them. We say that when a person does tshuva, he must have charata, he has to regret the fact that he did it, he has to continue the chait, and he has to be mekabel not to do it again. And he also needs vidoy, confession, with words. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, part of the vidui is to specify the exact chait that he did. As we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayasu lahem elokei zav, he specified what the chait was. Rabbi Akiva says that you don't need to specify the chait. The Rabbam says, we paskin that we, bizman hazeh, do need to specify the specific chatois. The Gemara says that it is a mitzvah to expose people who are hypocrites, who are fakers, in order to prevent chil Hashem. And finally, the Gemara says, Orem nichnas la, the Orem yotza mimenu, the Levi Shetehe Yitzia Kibia. A person comes to the world bare and leaves bare, and Halavai he would leave as clean as he comes. That pays Zion. When Rav would go to a din Torah, or when all the people would come to give him kavod, he would say to himself, you know, one of these days I'm going to die. This would keep him from getting too arrogant. The Pasuk in Mishlei, Tov Lahatis Tzadik Ba'Mishpat, tells us that sometimes Hashem tips the scale of punishment against the Tzadikim. This is good for them, so that they will suffer in this world versus losing Olam Haba. And the opposite for Rishayim. Sometimes they benefit in this world, but they lose a lot of Olam Haba. Kol Hamizakeh es Harabim ein chet bo al yodai. And the opposite is true for someone who is machta es Harabim. He doesn't even get a chance to do tshuva. The Gemara says Tevi, the Eved of Rabban Gamliel, was roy for smicha. And the Gemara says that if a person does the same avera over and over, so it becomes like to him like it's mutter, not just like hetzer, he has no pangs of consciousness. Averas ben anam lachaverek. We know Yom Kippur is not mechaper for these. If a person offends someone, then you have to ask him for mechila, but you're only mechuyav to ask him a maximum of three times, each time with three people. Although the Magen Avraham says more than three times is okay too, and this is considered a midas chasidus. If someone dies, and you had offended him, then you must go to his kever with 10 people to ask for mechila. In the Rama, Simon, Tafresh Vav, Sif Beis, he says that today it's a minig to ask people for mechila on Erev Yom Kippur, as we see this from the Maisa Rav with the butcher in our Gemara. The Gemara says Rav was a chassid, and he was machmer on himself to ask mechila more than 3 times from a Talmud Chacham that he offended. We say that anyone who is willing to forget bad things people do to them, they will have a very big schus. As we say, Amar Rava, kol ha-mavir al-midaisav, mavir al-layal kol pishav. The Gemara says that any time a person in a dream is seen high on a tree, it's a siman that he will be the head of something. The Bahag and others learn that the mitzvah of vidui today, with the pasuk of ki v'yayim hazeh yechaper aleichem. The Chachamim said that the mitzvah of vidui begins Erev Yom Kippur, before dark, but he should also be misvada before the Sudas HaMafsekes. It's possible that he'll drink wine and not have a full mind. He also needs vidui by Marev, Shachris, Musaf, and Ne'ilah, since maybe he did an Avera after one of them and he will need a new kapara. The Gemara says that a Yachid says vidui at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, but the Baal Tefillah says it in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The Taisus Yom HaKippurim says the Shas does it in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, since the purpose of Chazar Shasatz is to be Maitzi Misha Ein Abaki, and if we wait until the end, this listener may get distracted and may not pay attention to the vidui, which is really the highlight of Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara says that the text of vidui includes many things. Rav says it includes Ata Yodea Rosei Olam, and others add other things, all of which we say today. For example, Adshalei Natsarti Eini Kedai, etc. Mazrutra says the main phrase of vidui are the words Aval Anachnu Chotanu. The Gemara says we see from the Maaseh Shmuel that one must stand while saying vidui, and vidui in silent Shemoneh Esrei is not enough, but it must be repeated by everyone in Chazaras Hashatz. And the Gemara asks, what is Ne'ilah? Rav says that it is an additional tefillah, which has 7 brachas. Shmuel says it's when we just say Ma'anu Mechayenu, which is Ata Naisen Yad LaPaishim, but it is not a special tefillah. We paskin like Rav that it's considered an additional tefillah. Amar Rav, tefillas arvis rishus. Other hold that it's a chiyuv. Rabbi Chanan Ibn Rabbi Gamliel says, Motzei Yom Kippur, one must daven Marav, and Ne'ilah does not free him from Marav. Daf Peches. There was a machlekes when we say tefillas Ne'ilah. Rav says we say it at night, Bizman Ne'ilas Sha'arim, and others say we say it by day, and we actually paskin that we say it by day. In fact, we begin Ne'ilah before Shkia, at a point when we are very exhausted from a full day of fasting. I can recall as a little kid growing up in St. Louis, my father, Zalzain Gezun, used to be a chazan during the Yom of Narayim. Sometimes I would help him in singing some of the Nagunim, and I would always marvel at how he was able to stand for a 2.5-hour Musaf Chazar Shashatz without even moving. As a kid, I would get tired after standing for 15 minutes. And once I asked him, like, how do you do it? Don't you get tired? And he answered me by saying that although he would normally be tired after a few minutes of standing, but when you're a Baal Tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a special kayach to have the strength to do the job for the tzibur, and therefore you don't feel weak. It's interesting how now that I'm a Baal Tefillah in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even when I'm thoroughly exhausted when Ne'ilah rolls around, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu really does give one a special kayach, because I never feel weak either when I have a chiyuv to represent the tzibur by Ne'ilah. The Gemara asks, can a person who needs tefillah on Yom Kippur be tayvel on Yom Kippur? We know that rechitzas tainug is usur on Yom Kippur. So this is a machlokes. Those who hold that it's mutter say so because tefillah bizmana is a mitzvah. We do it as soon as the zman tefillah comes, and we don't wait. Incidentally, today we do not tayvel on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that if a person has the Shem Hashem written on his body, he should not wash that spot, since you're not allowed to erase the Shem Hashem. And finally, the Gemara says that if a person sees Keri on Yom Kippur, he should worry all year, but if he survives the year, then he is for sure a Ben Olam Haba, and he will get Arichas Yamim, Banim, Uvenei Vanim. This is since the whole world is hungry on Yom Kippur, and he was given this special pleasure. Hadron Alach Mesechtas Yuma. As we complete the detailed learning of the Inyanim of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim in the Beis HaMikdash, we should be zeicha to the coming of the Mashiach and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, b'mhera v'yameinu. Amen.